I wonder if you have ever heard the saying, tough times don't last, but tough people do. Robert Schuller, who was pastor of the Crystal Cathedral, I think it's Garden Grove, Los Angeles, California area. I've driven through the parking lot of the Crystal Cathedral, beautiful, incredible, edifice and structure and church building. Robert Schuller is credited with saying that tough times don't last, but tough people do. He said it, and many of us have lived it. The truth of the matter is we never really know what our challenge or what our circumstance will be. We don't know what is going to test us. We don't know who is going to test us. Sometimes we can live our lives thinking, I don't know what's coming. I don't know what's about to happen. It just feels like, things have been too good for too long. Just feels like, I've had it easy or things have been smooth. I'm just waiting on the shoe to drop. Something is coming, and I want to be prepared. Yeah, the season or the situation will always change. The struggle will always change. The things you struggled with 5 years ago may be completely different today. Today may be a brand new struggle. Much of that is life. Much of that is age. I was talking with one of the men this morning who was telling me he just woke up. He just woke up yesterday morning and this unbelievable pain had attacked him in the night. I don't know if he's sleepwalking. I don't know, how does this stuff happen? And I said, man, it's just old age. We're getting old and it's hard to get old. And all of a sudden you got things that just happen. The season, the situation will always change. And for that reason, you have to decide who you will be in every situation. Meaning, I'm not going to determine how I'm going to respond after the situation arrives. I'm going to determine who I am going to be regardless of the situation. Regardless of the challenge, regardless of the diagnosis, regardless of the circumstance, this is who I am. I don't know about that, Pastor Darrell, because I don't know. It's like I'm signing a blank check. I don't know what amount life is going to call for. I don't know what price I'm going to be asked to pay. So I'm going to have to wait to see if I am strong enough. No. The tough time will not last, but the tough person will. I love what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. In other words, it does not matter what comes. It does not matter what happens. It does not matter what shows up in our lives. I want to be tougher than my circumstance. I want to be tougher than my crisis. I want to be tougher than my diagnosis. I want to be tougher than broke. I want to be tougher than in pain. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. I want to be tougher than tough. I feel like preaching today. I want to be tougher than the tough times I'm in right now. And I realize I'm preaching to people today that may feel weak. Not everybody, but situations and circumstances and challenges. Again, they just come out of nowhere. They come when we are least expecting them. They show up when we are ill prepared to handle them. And then we are punch drunk. We are caught by such surprise. We are struggling with that thing that we are facing. But I believe today, if you're in that position, I believe if you're in the middle of a struggle, I believe this word can lift you today. I believe this word can encourage you today. The Bible did not lie when it said that we are overcomers. The Bible did not lie when it said that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above only and not beneath. The Bible is true that I am victorious when I am in Christ Jesus. That's why Paul, who had been through so many things and struggled in so many areas of his life, he said, that's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses, 2 Corinthians 12 and 10. What? I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, the hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. I take pleasure in that. Man, how in the world? What are you talking about, Paul? I don't want to build the kind of picture here that shows Paul out on the front porch saying, come on, trouble. Come on, I'm ready to fight you today. No, it's not that kind of an idea. It's just when these things happen, as we know they are going to happen, Paul said, let me give God praise. Let me thank the Lord that he counted me worthy. Let me just give God praise that he knew he would not put more on me than I could ever bear. Let me just thank God that he counted me strong enough and able enough and capable enough to endure this kind of struggle in my life. He said, I take pleasure in the weaknesses, for when I am weak, then I am strong. You're not weak, you're stronger than you think you are. You're doing better than you think you are. I've come to tell you on this last Sunday of June 2024 that you are tougher than you thought you were. I may have gotten focused on my weakness. I may have tuned in so intently on the bad news. I may have focused on the struggle a little too narrowly, and I forgot that God has made me capable, that God has put something inside of me, that God has put a grit down inside of me, a grit that says we don't give up when tough times come. We don't throw in the towel when struggle comes. We don't say uncle when all of crisis comes. I see you on your feet, Jason West, and I know why. Because you are tougher than tough people in this room. I know you're facing it, but you got to realize what you've got down inside of you. Amen. Today I realize I am tough. I can do this. I can make it. Why? Because tough times don't last, but tough people do. Problems, difficulties, hurts, they can either make you bitter or they can make you better. We really do have a choice. We have a choice in our perspective. We have a choice in how we're going to approach this and how we're going to attack this and combat this in our lives. I can either grow up or I can give up. We can become what God wants us to be, or we can become hard-headed and hard-hearted, which is never the answer. That's never the answer. You got to find something else down inside of you that realizes, wait a minute, God has positioned me in this moment. God has uniquely gifted me in this moment. I am tougher than tough. I'm tougher than the tough times. I'm tougher than the struggle. I am filled up with God. And if God be for us, then who in the world can be against us? Lord, if you woke up thinking today was just going to be a bad day, I've come to challenge you. If you've come today thinking I'm just going to have a negative day, no, the word has come to arrest you and turn you around and set you on a street toward toughness in your life. Because here's the truth, when you go through difficult times, what happens to you isn't nearly as important as what happens in you. What happens to you is not as important as what is happening in you. How we respond to life's unfairness is a choice we must make. That's why we have to decide now what we will do then. Because you're going to take your character with you into eternity, not your circumstance. We'll say that again. You're going to take your character with you into eternity, not your circumstance. But I get it. We got to talk about the circumstance. And I just felt directed to Acts 27 this week. Paul is facing a tough time. Let me set this up just a little bit before I get into a few verses today that will be the crux of this message. In Acts 27, in this chapter, in this story, I believe I'm going to be able to show you a few things to do and a few things not to do when you're facing tough times. And this is important. It's important from the outset when you begin to hear this story unfold, how unbelievable it is. It's important to know that Paul was traveling to Rome and he knew he was in the will of God. He knew God had promised and had purposed for him to go to Rome so that he could share the gospel to people that had never heard it before. So Paul is excited about going to Rome. He's excited about meeting new people. He's excited about introducing Jesus and sharing the gospel to people that have never heard it before. It just so happens that in order for Paul to get to Rome, he's got to be a prisoner on a ship. In order for Paul to get to the destination that God has appointed him for and anointed him for, it just so happens that the circumstance is going to be a little bit unpleasant. We don't get to choose our circumstances most times. We don't get to choose the test or the trial most days. But we have a promise that God will work all things for our good. You got to stand on Romans 8:28. God is going to work all things. I don't like what I'm going through. I may not like what I'm dealing with or what I'm facing or what I'm up against, but I just remind the Lord as if he's forgotten. Lord, you have to work this for my good. I don't like this. I don't love this. I'm not happy about this, but Lord, what I am happy about is how you're going to work this for my good. What I am excited about is seeing how you're going to turn this into a blessing for my life, how you're going to do a miracle in this situation. Is anybody glad that God is always working? He's always working. Many times, our circumstances are a vehicle to get us into position for what God wants to do next in our lives. My circumstance is a vehicle. My circumstance is just the means by which God is going to work this in my life. So Acts 27 and 15, let me begin to tell this story. The Bible said the ship was caught by the storm. The ship is already, the storm is already raging, and they've been tossed about and thrown about. And in fact, it's so strong. That's what this verse is telling us. The ship was caught by the storm and could not head into the wind. In other words, our efforts to steer the ship, our efforts to guide the ship, our efforts to hold the wheel of the ship, they were no more. So we gave way to it and were driven along. We could not hold the ship on course anymore because the storm was so great that we had to let the wheel go and just become subject to the wind. Whatever direction the wind was going to take us, the wind is going to decide where we go. If you're taking notes, you might want to catch this first point today. Don't drift. Stay focused. When you get into a storm, when you get into a circumstance, when you get into a challenge, you cannot drift. You gotta stay focused. You see, Paul and 280 plus others, they're going to Rome. The storm comes up in the middle of the Mediterranean. They've been in this for 14 days, and the Bible said they had not seen the sun nor the stars. In 14 days, imagine being in that kind of storm. Imagine just complete darkness. Imagine just, you know, trying to put your hand in front of your face and there's nothing. You've got no light. I mean, even if we could hold the wheel, where would we go? We can't see horizon. We can't see any kind of direction or destination ahead of us. We're just out here drifting, and drifting is not a good thing when you are in the storm, because they could not get their bearings. They could not control their direction. You see, some people, when they face difficulty, they start to drift. When trouble comes, it's so important that we stay focused on Jesus. Because in the middle of the storm is not the time to be blown around by the winds of difficulty or the winds of confusion or the winds of discouragement. But I understand when you get in the storm, it's easy to lose your purpose. It's easy to lose your ambition. It's easy to lose sight of the goal that you set or the dreams that you've been living for when difficulty strikes in your life. What I've learned about coasting is you only really make progress when you're headed downhill. Downhill is not the direction you want to go when you're in a storm. Is this teaching helping anybody today? Look at verse 18. We took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. Here's point two. Don't discard. Hold on. When you're in the storm, when you're facing the tough times, don't discard. Because what happens to Paul and these prisoners is that those in charge of the ship, they decided it would be best to lighten the ship, and so they started throwing cargo overboard. At first, it was the non-essential items. We just got extra here. We were taking this box, you know. We're running FedEx for one of them companies back there that needed to ship something. We're throwing that overboard. That's not important anymore. But eventually, it wasn't just the non-essential things that got tossed overboard. It was the tackle that they needed. It ultimately was the food that they needed. Well, if this storm persists, what are we going to eat? What are we going to do? They're discarding all. They're throwing it all overboard. It makes me wonder who is in charge and what are they thinking? Who is deciding what stays and what goes? The truth is, storms can disorient you so much that you choose to throw away something you really need to hold on to. You get in a storm and you start thinking, maybe I don't need this anymore. I mean, throw away the trash. Sure, that's good. Lay aside the weight, absolutely. But don't throw away your faith when you get in the storm. Don't throw your hope away when you're going through a tough time. You got to keep your courage. You probably need to throw away the time wasters and the things that are, you know, contributing to the negativity in your silence, voices that are only, just talking about, well, you might as well give up. I don't know what you're going to do. This is miserable. No, get rid of all of that stuff. But you got to hold on to what really matters when you're going through a tough time. He told him in verse 22, but now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. You hear the promise. Wait a minute, we're in the middle of a storm. This is unlike any storm we've ever faced. They named the storm. It was named Euroclydon, much like we name hurricanes and Category 5 and all of those things. They named this storm. It was brutal. It was a beast. And yet Paul is saying, hey, if you'll hold on, if you'll just keep up your courage, not one of you are going to be lost. Well, I feel like I'm going to be lost. I feel like this is going to take me out. I feel like this is going to get the best of me. I feel like I need to update my last will and testament. I feel like I need to say something. No, you're not going to be lost. Keep your courage. Because storm stress will make you think you need to throw away your values. Storm stress will make you think you need to throw away the relationships that you would keep in better times. Storm stress will make you blame the wrong people. Ooh, I'm teaching good today. This is too much. I'm giving up my marriage. I'm giving up my dream for college. God says, stay with the ship. Stay planted. Stay where you are, because this ship is the vehicle that's carrying you to your purpose. Tell you something about God. God allows difficult situations to change us. He uses challenging circumstances to better us and to change us. I'm not sure it's ever God's will for you to give up in a difficult situation, because He wants us to learn and He wants us to grow and He wants us to develop through the tough time that we are in right now. But here's what happened. Acts 27 and 20, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. That's what it finally came. I'm going through, I'm dealing with what's happening. happening in my life. We finally gave up hope. How are we going to get through this? How are we going to overcome this? How are we going to handle this? Look at point three. Don't despair. Hope in God. So if you're tracking along today, you can't drift. You got to stay focused. You don't want to discard. You got to hold on. And then three, you don't want to despair. You got to keep hope in God. Because after 14 days of storm, after giving up the cargo, the tackle, and the food, they ultimately gave up the most important thing they had. They gave up their hope. They gave up their faith. They had forgotten one truth, that even in the storm, God is still on the throne. Even in tough times, God is still God. Oh, how easy it is to forget that. How easy it is to lose sight.
And things are never going to get better. But God is still God, even in the tough time, even on the difficult day. You got to hold on to your faith. You got to keep believing and trusting and knowing and declaring and believing that with God all things are possible. With God all things are possible. That with God all things are possible. Does anybody believe that today? All things are possible with God. The 23rd and 24th verses, Paul says, last night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me. And this is what he said. He said, don't be afraid, Paul. Wait a minute. I got to make sure you see the scene. Paul is in the middle of a storm. 280 plus prisoners are on the ship with him. The cargo has been thrown overboard. Their food has been thrown overboard. They are soaking wet. Their clothes have been ripped from their bodies. They haven't seen the sun nor the stars in 14 days. But an angel knew exactly where Paul was. An angel standing beside his man. That means God is in the storm with me. That means if I make my bed in hell, somehow God knows right where I am. It doesn't matter how tough the time. It doesn't matter how dark the night. It doesn't matter how difficult the day. God knows where you are.
Get this mic in my hand, I start preaching different. I don't know, something old school. Up here's a teacher. Down here is just a crazy Pentecostal. I don't know. Pray for me. God hasn't left you. God hasn't left you. You're in a tough time, but God has not left you. You may feel like you don't know where he is, but I promise you there's an angel standing beside you. You may feel completely lost in your circumstance and completely undone in your situation, but there is an angel standing beside you. If I was you, I'd just be looking around. Where you at? Where you at? I know you're here somewhere. I can't see him, but I know that he knows right where I am. And if God is with you, then he is not about to leave you. If God was with you to it, then he's going to be with you through it. If he was with you before the diagnosis, he didn't leave you in the middle of the diagnosis. He's going to see you all the way through it. I believe it today. Why? Because tough times don't last. But tough people do. I'm tougher.
than tough. So keep courage, verse 25. Keep courage, men, because I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Somehow, in some way, my faith has grown and deepened in the storm. Somehow, in some way, even through all these tough times, even through all of these challenges, even through the downs and the struggles, somehow my faith has gotten stronger. Somehow my roots have gone deeper. Somehow I am more mature and I am better and I am more equipped. Because what you're going to find is that on the other side of the tough time, you're going to find that God has grown your character and that God has deepened your faith. I'm here for it. I thank God for what he's doing in my life. Look at verse 31 as I come to a close. Paul says to the centurion, that's the head soldier, that's the lead guy. He said, unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved. Unless these men, see, they wanted to kill the prisoners. They wanted to save themselves, and the only way we can save ourselves is to kill them. And Paul said, your life is tied to getting me to my destination. Your future is tied because God is using you. Even though you don't trust God, you don't love God, you don't serve God. The centurion, even though that's your position, God is using you to get me where I need to go. I don't advise you to tell your boss this, but it's okay to think it. You can't fire me because God is using you to bless my life. You may be rude, mean, unkind, but God is using you to bless my life. The storm teaches us to stay planted and stay faithful. You know what I've learned? I've learned that I'll never receive the blessing God intends for me if I'm at the bus stop when my ship comes in. I got to be in the right place. I've got to be in the right circumstance. This may shock you, but God is not responsible to chase you around, folks. Maybe God can put one of them Apple tags on me. We got Apple tags on our dogs because they're dumb. If you open the door, they'll run. So we got Apple Air tags. That means we can find them if they run. God doesn't have to put an Apple Air tag on you. Well, let me follow my watch and keep up with my son who I've called and purposed and anointed. He just running and running. I got to go after him again. No, what are we doing, folks? We need to position ourselves and ready ourselves to be where we need to be. They had to stay with the ship. They had to be willing to totally trust God and stay planted even in the thing that seemed to be hurting them. The ship is coming apart and there's no way back. And that's the best thing that could be happening. Because there's nothing back behind us. There's nothing to go back to in my past. There's nothing to turn back to that's going to benefit my life in any way. There's no life for me in 10 years ago and the choices I was making and the things that I was doing. No, God has called me forward. So if I stay planted, And if I stay faithful, and if I get rid of the second option, the plan B in my life, and just trust God. So the Bible said in verse 32 that the soldiers cut the ropes that held the lifeboat and they let it drift away. But don't miss this fourth point. I'm closing. When understanding fails, let trust and worship prevail. When there is no understanding, I don't know why I'm going through this. I don't know why I'm dealing with this. We can ask that question every day, a dozen times a day, and never realize that asking the question is not, it's not solving anything. So I've got to figure out a way to put one foot in front of the other and get through the tough time. Get through the tough time. If you ever get caught in a hailstorm, remember this. Hailstorms can be powerful and they can be strong, but they don't last long. They don't span a great distance. It's usually just a pocket. I've been traveling on the interstate and get caught in a hailstorm, and immediately cars begin to pull over to the side of the road. And me, I just keep moving forward, keep making progress. I can't go as fast as I was going. There's no way I can reach the speed limit. I'm not thinking about setting cruise, because I'm just thinking about making forward progress. Yes, I'm being pelted. Yes, that hail is falling from the sky and it's hitting my windshield and I'm wondering if it's gonna break through. But I see people bailing to the side of the road and they're just pausing and just getting pelted more. And I get just another 100 yards and all of a sudden I'm out of it. Look in my rearview mirror and they're still in it, because they stopped moving forward. I'm preaching to somebody today that you need to keep moving forward. You need to keep making forward progress. You need to keep advancing. Even if you can't run, walk. Even if you can't walk, if you can scoot, I've just got to keep making forward progress in my life, because what God has for me is up ahead and it's not behind me. So when understanding fails, trust and worship has to prevail. Paul told the centurion, unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved. And then verse 32, they cut the ropes that held the lifeboat. It drifts away. Verse 35, Paul took some bread and gave thanks to God in front of them all. I'm glad you didn't throw all the food away, because I need to break this bread and give God thanks in this moment. Because hear me, when you can give God thanks in the middle of a storm, in the middle of a tough time, in the middle of a difficult day, it is a proof that you will survive. If you can worship through it, you can get through it. How many are planning to get through this?